Hello, everyone. I'm Shengrui Yao, a food specialist from New Mexico State University. Let's talk about the fresh eating jujube cultivars in the Southwest. Jujube, also called Chinese date, it belongs to the Ramnaceae family, also called the buckthorn family. All the cultivars belong to one species. The genus is Ziziphus and the species Ziziphus jujuba. In China, they originate from China and have been cultivated there probably 4,000 years. It's all domesticated from the wild relatives, the wild jujube, Ziziphus spinosa. That one have smaller fruit, you know, 1,000 years ago, people probably just collect the big fruited, well-tasted one and plant them home and gradually become the current cultivar, species and cultivar here. They also have a close relative, the Indian jujube, Ziziphus mauritiana. That one is a tropical plant. It's evergreen tropical plants with fuzzy leaves. What we talk about is only the Ziziphus jujuba, the species. This is a temperate species. The edible part is a jupe fruit. It's almost a stone fruit, but it's a little bit other tissue getting involved in the, you know, the nectarines involved there. So it's not like a peach or apricot. It's not really a stone fruit. It always also have a pit with up to two seeds inside. Some cultivated cultivar may have no seeds. The wild one, most of them have two seeds inside. There are around 800 cultivars in China. We have around 60 also cultivars in our collection. They are varied from tree form, fruit size, fruit shape, you know, maturity. You can classify them by, you know, how you use them. You can have fresh eating cultivar, drying cultivar, multi-purpose, processing, also ornamental cultivars. You can see the picture. This is our collection from 2014 or so, I believe. Each one is represent a cultivar, probably roughly total 50 cultivars there. Also, you can them by a season. You can have early season, mid season, or late season cultivars. Actually, more practical is combine this. You can have early season fresh eating cultivar, mid season drying cultivar, or late season fresh eating cultivars. Jujube is a multi-purpose plant. We already said the fruit, you can eat them fresh, dried, or cook them with different ways. Also processed fruit, like candied fruit, sometimes using in ice cream or jam or even pie. You can also make drink out of it. Also, the jujube fruit and also the seeds are really important traditional Chinese herbs. It have been there a long time. They have a survey around the 60% of the traditional Chinese herb prescription have jujube fruit in it, either for its direct medicinal purpose or for some mediation, you know, to reduce some of the toxicity of some other herbs there. Also, you know, the jujube tree is a nice backyard tree, either for the fruit and also as ornamentals. The jujube, the wood itself, is also very hard. You can use it for instrument or for utensils there. Jujube also an important nectar plants. They bloom for roughly 2 months, a little bit over 2 months. Which is inflorescence, also different kind of branches there. So it's really good for the honeybee there, also really sanctuary plants for a lot of the biological beneficial plants, you know, as a food for them, you know, for quite a long time in summer. This is a brief table about the nutritional component. You can see they compared the fresh jujube with dried one, also with a candied one, the also compare with apples. You can see the almost and the vitamin C content. This one only listed one cultivar, probably 540, but in general, with my experience, depending on cultivars, the content is around 200 to 600 milligram per 100 gram fresh weight. But the vitamin C is not that stable, it's getting oxidized during the drying process. So you can see the dried product is much, much lower, probably only 5 to 10%, maintained, the others are getting lost. Compared to an apple, you can see it's much, much higher, probably 100 or more times higher. Even compared to with citrus is roughly, the average is probably around 50 milligram per 100 gram, but jujube is 4 to 10 or 12 times higher than the citrus. So it's a really good vitamin C source for us. Another important component is the last column, the CMP, the CAMP. That's cyclic adenosine monophosphate. That's why it's an important second messenger in human body. There are a lot of medical research about its medicinal effects there. There's a study around with 200 different fruit species, and the jujube has the highest content for the CMP content. Also, that's why it seems stable. You can see the dried fruit also very high in CAMP content there. I studied the jujube research roughly 10 years ago. We set up a trial since 2015. We have drying cultivar, fresh eating cultivar, also the multi-purpose. The fresh eating one is really the easiest one to evaluate the fruit quality because it tastes good and then probably most people can accept it. But for the drying cultivar, it's much more complicated. You know, what's the drying quality look like, and also the after use, you know, whether you use in cooking, whether any, you know, after flavor, whether have a bitter flavor. So the drying cultivar take much longer to evaluate. So what we reported here is the fresh eating cultivars. This is Acaudi number one. The Chinese name is Qie Xian. This is the earliest fresh eating cultivar in my collection. Around like end of August, you already can eat them. By mid-September, it's already fully mature. For us, our early frost around October 10th, so this one can finish everything before the frost got there. So this is really important cultivar for the marginal region, the short growing season area, like zone 5 or 6A. Compared to seasons, this is relatively big fruit, and also very precocious. And this is a close look of the fruit. Look like have very good color there, very good quality. This is really critical for the marginal region there. This is the second one is honey jar. You can see from the name, it's you know really excellent fresh eating flavor there. Also very precocious and productive. You can see the tree always loaded. This is a close look of the fruit. The big problem for this one is a small fruit. So it's really super for a home gardener, which is, you know, excellent quality. But for a commercial grower, you have to consider the picking cost. Because the big fruit, you know, almost a 4 or 5 size. This one, the size is around like no more than 8 gram, 6-8 gram, that range. So the bigger one, probably, you know, 4 or 5 size, is much easier to grab, and because most fresh eating cultivars still hand harvest. This is the Maya. This is also a very good looking fruit. It's more like a football shaped. It also have excellent fruit quality there, very productive and also precocious. The problem is the same as honey jar, is a small fruit size. It's super for home gardener, is, you know, a commercial grower have to consider the picking cost, the labor cost there. This is KFC, the Chinese name Kung Fu Cui, is from the backyard Confucius. It's a mid-season cultivar with very shiny fruits there. Pretty good fruit quality, also very productive. Not only in the northern part, also in central New Mexico, also the southern part. You can see the tree. In our trial for the fourth year at Acaudi in northern New Mexico, only USDA in zone 6. We have an average yield of 30 pounds per fruit. We have four trees there. You know, the average yield is 30 pounds there. This is a close look of the fruit. You know, it's a little bit bumpy, but very shiny fruit there. This is a traditional American cultivar Li, which was imported around a little bit over 100 years from China. This have a large fruit, at least over 20 grams. It's a mid-season. This is also self-fertile, which means you can have one tree to produce fruit. It's a very productive cultivar. It's reasonable quality, but if you pick them too early, actually, this is a really dominant cultivar in the U.S. market now. If you pick it too early, the quality is not that good. So at least probably the later stage or the creamy stage or maybe half-half tastes much, much better. But if you pick too early, it's really ruined the reputation for this cultivar. Actually, at least a bunch of cultivar, all the big fruit is maybe not exactly the same, but have, you know, all the really productive early big fruit. But the same thing, the quality, you have to wait mature enough there. This is sugarcane. This is the middle season wine. Very sweet fruit. Also, because it's high enough soluble solid content, you can either eat them fresh or dry them. The next one is Russian 2. This is also a small fruit. It's excellent fruit quality. It's comparable to honey jar. Sometimes, some years, it seems honey jar a little bit better, but some years, these two have no difference. Also, very productive cultivar there. It's really good for home gardeners there. Yeah, also, the small fruit is really the short back there. This is Sandia. It's I give it an American name. Because this is a mixture during the importation process, it doesn't follow the original name it carries. This is a late cultivar. It's not very precocious. I mean, the second year, third year, do not produce a lot. But this one, the quality really compensates the wait period. This one is suitable for a little bit warmer area, probably 6B and up. It's in trial stage or home gardener for 6A. Yeah, this is a close look of the fruit, almost a little round fruit. You can eat them relatively early, even in the, you know, the yellow, the brown patch stage already tastes pretty good. And this is the fruit after picking. This is Jing 39. This is also a late cultivar, even a little bit later than Sandia. Also very productive. We have a limited tree for this one in the trial, but it performed pretty good, especially in the our southern trial site at Las Lunas. There is roughly USDA zone 6A. So in summary, for marginal regions, Acadia No. 1 is probably the first choice. Actually, that one also at least partial self-fruitful. Other cultivars also possible, like Maya, honey jar, sugarcane. For home gardeners, you create quite a bunch of choice, depending on your location. Also, Li also listed there. Because for home gardener, if you want for pie or something, you definitely want the big fruited one. You don't want the tiny honey jar to cut them open, get the seeds, that's too much work. For commercial growers, you also have a bunch of choice. You know, the Li group, if you pick the right size, right time, that's also pretty good quality, but don't pick them too early. For commercial growers, be careful with the small size cultivars there. Also, if you want more jujube cultivar information, with our website, acf.msu.edu/jujube, we have probably around 50 cultivars listed there. That's the end of my presentation. Any questions? Yeah. By grafting. Trial, you know, with North American plant. Oh, the question is how we propagate them. More times by grafting. We're thinking about tissue culture, but not that successful to commercial level yet. Yeah. Do you have questions? The question is whether, you know, the chilling requirement for jujubes, we didn't see too much chilling, you know, difference. Because it seems even in San Diego area, you know, also some zone 9B in California, it seems a lot of cultivar grown pretty well. Also in China, almost all over the country except Tibet and Heilongjiang, no jujube, all the area have different kind of jujube cultivar there. It seems a really low chilling requirement. That's my impression. I do not really have really test on for that part. For the question is the training system for jujubes. For most cultivars, you know, their natural growing habit is fine, but some cultivars, they really have the dominant terminal growth, that kind of cultivar, you do need some, you know, prevention, you know, early intervention to stimulate some of the set branches. We do not have a lot of training study yet. Yeah. I try to writing, you know, jujube pruning basic probably will be back, will be out later this year. Probably not. You know, the tree probably okay. They're okay to minus 30 or so, 20 something or 30. But, you know, the fruit, you know, doesn't grow well. The tree probably barely survive, but, you know, even zone 5 is still marginal, very marginal. Oh, well, we can just talk after the...
Thank you.